We live in Hawaii.
Okay.
But we're setting up, I believe Cody's marked for a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
So if you keep coming, I mean, I don't know how often
we travel the country. We get here whenever we get
here. You're going to love Cody.
We've been here many times. Cody hates us, but we've been here many times. See, if you preach, what's your first name?
Xander. Xander's a nickname.
Xander. I'm Jim. That's my wife, Debbie. Jim and Debbie. If you preach, Brother James, I call myself Brother James. If you preach the biblical gospel, the world's not going to like you. It's going to hate you. Because the world hates the gospel. And here's the big problem. You hear me preaching. The American church, the American Christianity, the American organizations, what they've done is they've changed the gospel.
Right.
And you heard me preach, and I want to back it up. Go look in the New Testament. There's one verse that uses love for evangelism, and it's Jesus in John 3:16, where he said, God so loved the world, he sent his son. That was past tense. Yeah. If you miss Jesus, you miss the love of God. Everywhere else in the Bible, Xander, you know what the call is? Not God loves you. God has a great plan for your life. God just, we just preached at a worldly Christian musical festival in Rapid City, South Dakota. You know what their gospel was to all the people in the audience? You know what? God loves you. You know, God doesn't just love you. God loved you. I'm exaggerating because that's what he did.
Right.
And here's the thing.
Hello.
Hello there. Hey. They never once called anyone to repentance.
Right.
They never called anyone out of the world and out of man-made religion. Of course, they're of man-made religion.
Right.
Pagan Christmas, pagan Easter, worldliness, being like the culture. Jesus said his sheep hear his voice and they come out of the culture. So what I would challenge you is if you're in ministry, you need to be held to God's word. I'm going to hold you to God's word. You should hold me. And if you're of the culture, act like it, dress like it, live like it, Jesus is coming to judge this culture, 2 Thessalonians 1. So we used to be worldly drunks, and I'll give you our testimony quickly. When we repented and saw who Christ was, we had to come out of man-made religion, the Sunday church system. We tested it. It's not of God. It's not what God ordained. We had to look at ourselves, how we acted, how we talked, how we spent our money, who we hung out with, how we dress.
Yeah.
The Bible teaches us how to dress, you know.
Yeah.
It actually does. Jesus is coming back in a robe. We get one in eternity. And so these are important things because the outward is a sign of what?
The inward.
Heart. So if you came up to me and I started cussing at you and you said, whoa, you're not a godly man, I'd go, oh man, that's just the outside. In my heart, I'm really good for Jesus. That's what people do with dress and actions. Right. We were at that music festival. You know what everybody told us? Well, don't judge us for being here and being linked to this worldly carnal festival. In our heart, we really love God. And I said, what's in your heart comes out of your life. Is this your wife?
Yeah.
Say, if you love her, you're going to be faithful to her. That's your outpouring. Right. She loves you, she's going to be faithful to you. That's her outpouring. If we saw either one of you cheating, holding hands, kissy face, whatever, you're not going to convince me you love her or she loves you. I'm going to say, hypocrite. Liar, repent. That's American churchianity. They say they love Jesus, but they don't because they're not keeping his word.
Right.
Jesus says, why do you say you love me? You don't keep my commandments. And I warn people because we love them. In Acts 5, a husband and wife. Is Acts 5 after Jesus rose again and grace came? You know what happened to a husband and wife in Acts 5?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
They lied to the Holy Spirit.
One lie. God kills them. And so whenever you look at your life and you go, well, this isn't quite right, that's enough to kill you. That's not quite right, that's enough to kill you. That will keep you out of heaven. And this is the big problem, and again, another big problem in American churchianity. Everybody thinks Jesus' blood has washed you, you're clean forever, you're good to go, all your sins gone. That's not true. That's not true. If you had a mistress and she said, I love you, I'll forgive you, what would she ask you to do with the mistress?
Hey.
Put her away. What if you said, hey, what if you said, I'm going to still go see her once or twice a year? She'd say, see ya, Charlie. How come every Christian says, well, I still sin a lot. I sin all the time. Willful sin.
Right.
And it's okay with God. It's not okay. So I would lovingly challenge you. Our website is designed. We don't take anybody's money.
Right.
We don't belong to any organization. We're born again Christians. We're the remnant. Nothing special about us.
Oh, no, I love you guys. That's why I want to know where you're heading next.
Yeah. Nothing. We have another music fest to go to after that. I don't know where. But we've been all over the country. We've been down to Florida. We preached at the Super Bowl, Daytona 500. We go to religious buildings and stand outside and preach. We preach all over. But I would challenge you. My website is designed to help you go deeper because I am where you used to be. I was a religious guy living and looking just like the culture, trying to do ministry.
But you just judged us, right?
When I studied the Word of God, I had to go much deeper.
But I'm saying you just judged us.
Yes. Yes, I am judging you to the Word of God. The Bible tells us to.
But you said I'm like Not where you are right now.
I can tell you're walking around showing your body off. This is not of God.
What? No, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I think you have a combative
You can test at my website, sir. And if I'm wrong, you send me an email. You can test. We're here to lift up Jesus Christ today. People that hold to sin and pride and vanity, they're not born of the Holy Spirit. What you must do is you must seek after the kingdom of God with all that you are. And holiness and obedience, not feminization, follows after God's people. When the body meets, the women are to be silent, the Bible says. I guess they don't believe in that.